Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Allie Clark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Don Lenhardt. Batting second. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Owen Friend. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stubby Overmyer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Stubby Overmyer. And now, play ball. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Boone reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Overmyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to third. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boone scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhardt takes first base on ball 4. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Overmyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Friend fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Delsing moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss misplays the ball. That's an error on Sternweiss. Kennedy moves to third. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lenhart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Doby scores. Easter moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton hits a line drive into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stubby Overmyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Moss scoops up the ball and tags Lemon for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Sternweiss hits a line drive into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 1 in the game. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kokos for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coleman scores. Delsing moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy DeMars now playing shortstop. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Doby is called out on strikes. 1 out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMars scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmeyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Overmeyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DeMars moves to third. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. DeMars scores. 2 outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Sternweiss takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 2 in the game. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gordon moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMars fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Hegan goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Del Singh hits a line drive into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-2 in the game. Friend strikes out. Two outs. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeMars strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Easter is hit by the pitch. Doby moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. DeMars settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Stubby Overmyer. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sternweiss takes first base on ball 4. Lenhart moves to second. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-3 in the game. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Bruner now pitching. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Del Singh hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-3 in the game. Friend hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Friend reaches second base with a double. Coleman goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3 Indians. Kenwood pinch hits for Billy DeMars. Kenwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Summers now playing third base. Owen Friend now playing shortstop. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Easter hits a pop-up towards third. Summers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Jack Bruner. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cliff Fannin pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Fannin moves to second. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Sternweiss hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-4 in the game. Kokos takes first base on ball 4. Fannin moves to third. Lenhart moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fannin scores. Lenhart moves to third. Cocos moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.